like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. I think we did Guernsey Literary Society.
Yes.
And we enjoyed. And then I had seen Summerland, and you subsequently saw that as well. So we're into World War II.
We are, with British origins.
So we have one, A Call to Spy.
Based on the lives of three women who actually existed, it's considered a historical fiction, their lives that did intertwine as part of the Special Operations Executive out of Britain during the early stages of World War II. SOE office specifically started recruiting women because they felt that they would be the least obvious to the Nazis and their special police forces that were part of France. And follows the three women. Virginia Hall was one.
That's right, Vera.
American. Vera Atkins is the British.
And
then
Noor.
I'll just call her Noor,
yes.
Is the Indian Muslim descent British civilian who was recruited for radio operation.
I mean, how important that communications element was.
And just how risky it was, because as a radio operator, you had to carry a pretty bulky piece of equipment. You had to find a place to erect the antenna. You couldn't broadcast for more than 20 minutes because it would mean more likelihood that your signal would be picked up in terms of exact location. Oftentimes, these women were not trained to the extent that their male counterparts were, because there was such an urgency, and oftentimes they were dropped into France and other parts of Europe without the full training that they needed. So it's a fascinating story, and it's certainly one that deserves to be told and seen.
Yes, we have Wonder Woman. Yes, we do pump it all up. A real heroic women. Churchill immediately glommed onto this idea that they would be able to infiltrate the occupied part of France much more easily than men.
They could assimilate more easily into society. But there was a lot of resistance within the British military and intelligence hierarchy that really made it tough. Vera Atkins actually was the executive assistant to the General Buckmaster, who oversaw SOE, and she really had to fight get these women trained and approved, and even had to fight for them while they were on the ground. Oftentimes there was conflict between, was this broadcast really coming from Noor, whose code name was Madeline?
Yes.
They had built-in checks so that they knew that it was the right person. There came a point in the film and in real life where Noor was compromised, and they had her radio, they had some of her codes.
You know, that's one of the most suspenseful parts of the film. The film is not overly suspenseful as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's really not.
And in that monumental journey in the Pyrenees, it just didn't seem to catch that tension.
There are also a couple other things cinematically from a standpoint of where was this film really shot and in what era. At the very beginning of the film, she's going in to meet with Vera Atkins for the first time.
Okay.
And she goes into this building that from the exterior, it looks like it's London, but there's no signs of World War II happening. There's no sandbags, there's no taped windows.
You are so right, yes.
And then she walks in, and all of a sudden you're in this bright, fully glass, bright lit, it looks very modern lobby, and you're just kind of twisting your head a little bit going, where was this film shot?
Sarah
Megan Thomas. Stars as Virginia Hall. She wrote it and she also produced it.
Pretty sharp.
The other aspect of the film that I really appreciated is that it's an all-female production team. Female director, female writer, female stars, female executive producers. So in an industry that continues to struggle with equity and inclusion as it relates to gender, it was really refreshing to see a strong female story.
Sure. And in the cast, not that many strong men. I was hopeful for the doctor. I wanted him and her to be in love.
You're romantic at heart.
I know it. The film is A Call to Spy.
I give it a solid B.
Oh, and I do too.
If you like spy films, these women, both on film and in real life, James Bond cannot hold a candle to them. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.